Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the meeting of the PNB Programming Committee. I'm Jim Brown, the convener for our chair. And just going to officiate this particular meeting. So, Secretary Nancy, could you call the roll, please?
Okay. WPFW, Jim Brown.
I'm here.
KPFK, Kim Kaufman. Kim Kaufman absent. KPFK, Fred Klunder. Fred Klunder absent. KPFT, George Ryder. George Ryder absent. KPFK, Rodrigo Argueta. Rodrigo absent. WPFW, Vanessa Dixon.
Present.
Vanessa present. WPFW, Eric Ramey.
Present.
Present. And KPFA, David Welch.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. And KPFK, Steve Pride. Oh, he came last time. That's too bad. Okay. And KPFT, Jessica Apollinar. Jessica absent. KPFT, Nancy Saibara and Itomi, I'm here. WBAI, Janet Coleman. Janet absent. WBAI, Reggie Johnson. Reggie Johnson absent. And WPFW, WBAI, John Riley.
Present.
Present. WPFW, Benito Diaz.
Present.
Yes. KPFT, Adriana Casanave. Adriana is absent. I'm finished.
Okay. How many are there?
Serene's here.
You call Serene?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, WBI. Serene Roberts.
Okay.
Okay. How many is that? How many do we have? How many do we have?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Nancy, how many do we have?
Eight. One lacking, eight.
Okay. I just want to let everyone know that we realize that we don't have a quorum. We are going to discuss some items tonight. They will not be official until we can get the rest of the committee together to make them, to ratify whatever we talk about tonight. So the first thing on the there are no minutes or anything to approve. Are there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I made them, but they were, you know, kind of roughy. Can I submit them next time, please?
Yeah. Is that okay with everyone to submit them at an official committee meeting?
No objection.
No objection. And so we'll make that.
Point of
the next thing, we have a programming
point of procedure.
Hello? Yes?
Serene?
Yeah, I think Jim, I was asking for a point of procedure.
Yes.
I just heard a ding. I think we're now 9 on the call plus Otis.
Oh,
so
who
did
came
someone
on?
Just join?
Is someone on?
Steve Pride just joined.
Oh, Steve!
Yeah.
Wait, we made quorum. Steve Pride from KPFK, present.
I hope it's a good thing.
Yes!
that is. Okay. Then we can move forward. Steve, we just call roll, and we're beginning to look at the first item. Do you have a copy of Serene's motion? It just says.
Yeah, that was real. God. Okay.
Okay. So that's
yeah,
what we
saw. That I thought it was a joke.
Oh really?
That's real. Okay.
I'm going to take that in the kindest possible way.
Okay, we're going to let's start by discussing that motion now. Everyone has it. Have you had a chance to read it? Do you need it to be read again?
Well, point of
yes,
order.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a point I'd like to add to the agenda, and I would request that it's real quick, so I think we can dispose of it. You know, in a second, if Serene, if you don't mind. I know we're past 9:15.
Yeah, are you suggesting that we do this instead?
Well, because it'll just take a minute, and otherwise we might not get to it.
Well, I have to make sure everyone agrees to that. Does everyone agree to that?
What is it?
Yeah, I'd just like to move that Nancy contact George and get him to provide the three versions of the program council motions so that we can have them ready to discuss at the next meeting.
Does that have to be on the agenda?
If we can agree to that, I don't want to spend any time discussing it. We already passed a motion last time that George should provide those three, those three motions. More than likely, it's just, he hasn't gotten the word, and so I'm just trying to make sure that, if Nancy can take it on as a task to contact George and make sure he provides them for us right away, and that way it won't be an issue, and we can discuss this program council next time.
Let's get that in a form of a motion. You're making it in a form of a motion? Let's get it.
I move that Nancy contact George and ask him to send by email a copy of the three motions, program council motions, as per the motion passed at our previous meeting of December 3rd.
I second that motion. This is Dave Welsh.
Okay.
Great. And then send a copy of that to Nancy so that she can provide it.
Okay, I'll write it up.
Yes.
Okay. It's been moved and second. And is there any objection to this motion?
I don't object. I don't know why we need a motion to do this. Why can't they just contact them arbitrarily?
Is there any objection to anyone to this motion? If there isn't, then so be it. Nancy, could you make sure George get that message?
Yes, and I tell him we did move to do this.
Thank you. Okay. And now the second item would be the motion regarding programming that Serene.
Right. I'd like to discuss the motion that makes Mr. Pride laugh.
I want to apologize, Serena. I thought it was a different motion. I'm reading this, and this is all good stuff. I have to apologize. Okay.
No apology necessary. I actually have a sense of humor, which is rare, I understand, in Pacifica.
Point of order.
Yes.
We read it for the people that are listening that may not have a copy of it?
I was going to do that.
Okay.
Great. Okay, Serene.
Okay, so it's a little long, and I apologize for that. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that each local station board, LSB, will, quote, work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, quote, parenthetical, demographic and communities, parenthetical, geographic, served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming, close quote, be it hereby resolved that the interim executive director shall be required to direct each station's general manager to provide by January 15, 2015, a written station programming report to the LSB and to the PNB that includes the following: the process by which programs are evaluated, moved, removed, and added, including how audience support, financial and otherwise, is measured and incorporated; the process by which producer development and training, the process of producer development and training; the process by which interns are integrated into station programming; the process by which preemptions are decided upon and applied; the process by which programs are made national; the process by which themes and staffing of special national programs are identified; the use of the Internet in promoting station programming, including station website innovations, iTunes, TunedIn, Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, and blogs, etc. The Pacifica National Board also requires that the IED direct each GM to obtain and provide a written report to the LSB and to the PNB by January 15, 2015, from the station's Community Advisory Board that lists its membership, describes its functioning, and reprises all work done with regard to community needs assessments since March 2013. And further, the PNB directs each national board member who serves on a station committee of inclusion to provide a written report to the LSB and to the PNB by January 15, 2015 that lists its membership, describes its functioning, and reprises work done this year. These reports and any structured responses thereto from local station boards shall be the basis for discussion during a 90-minute period of a special PNB meeting on programming. So that's the motion.
Okay, everyone has motion. Are there any objection to us passing this motion as it stands?
Well, we need a second. I'll second the motion, but I want to make a friendly amendment.
Okay, it's been seconded by Benito. And now for discussion. Go ahead. Benito?
Yeah. Serene, if you don't mind, I would just... Maybe I should ask first why you're suggesting that we have this 90-minute period of a during a PMB, special PMB meeting on programming. It would, and I asked the question because not that I'm against that, but I would think that we would want to, once we got all this information, we would want to discuss it amongst the committee. And then the committee makes some proposal that would direct the discussion with it, you know, at the PMB meeting.
Well, I think the information is not going to be sent to the programming committee. Rather, the information be sent to each LSB, because I think each LSB, whether or not it has a functioning programming committee, has a responsibility with regard to programming, including seeing that information that is gathered from the various communities in our listening area to make sure that the programming is in fact responsive. I don't know that that's something we can determine at a committee meeting, but I do think LSBs are entitled to have that information, and how they decide to react to it or respond to it becomes one issue. We as a programming committee can certainly take a look at it and look for patterns and trends and make further recommendations. I expect that the PNB, even after a 90-minute discussion, because, you know, nobody on there is long-winded at all, so that even after a 90-minute discussion may, in fact, have some directives for the programming committee in terms of where they would like us to go with that information. So it's not as though we're passing this motion on and then never getting a chance to provide feedback on the information. I just think LSBs need to get it.
Okay. And I think suggest also that I think I get the feeling that you want this to go to management first to be dispersed out so that they're aware of what's coming.
I want management to create the report. You know, there's a lot of disagreement about what actually happens at our stations in terms of programming, and programmers have as many questions as do listeners. So before we can tell management, we're going to put this structure in place, we need to ask them what is it they believe they're doing.
Okay. So you would not want this to go directly to the chair to be presented to the management? I'm just thinking of procedure, that's all.
No, well, the reports are going to be sent by the GMs. They can have their PDs and whoever else involved. That's their issue. But they are responsible for turning it in to the PNB and to their LSC.
Okay. Anyone else?
John Riley for the SEC.
John?
I'm from BAI. I was just wondering, the timeline is quite short, you know, given that there's holidays right now, and, you know, I I just wonder if it's not a big burden to do it by January 15th, which, you know, it may not be Martin Luther King Day, but it's pretty close. So I sort of think it should be give a little bit more time.
Serene, what do you think?
You know, this is Steve Pride. I concur with the more time. I know that our station, KPFK, very few of these processes are actually conceived. They seem to change with each of our three interim managers we've had this year. So I don't know if Zuteri actually has been placed enough to develop it before he, like, submits it, unless he could just make it up to satisfy the requirement.
Okay, so what date would you suggest? If we do that, then we need to
present an amendment to this motion.
Would an additional 15 days be okay? Because then it'd be over a month, and it would sort of give people a little bit of time to incorporate it into their schedule, whoever wrote it, whether it was the GM or the PD or both.
I think officially we have to present an amendment and then vote on that amendment, okay, and then on the full motion as it is before we present it. Is that correct?
So if you wanted to amend it, January 15th is actually a Thursday, and I'm not saying this is the make of the motion because anybody in the committee can suggest the date, but do you want to do January 30th, which is the last Friday of the month?
January, you said?
Yeah, because
yeah,
right
January
now
30,
January
said.
15th.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's better. I mean, there's always, like, many deadlines at Pacifica for...
Yeah, I mean, everyone's...
Fund drives, but at least this gives people a chance to kind of fit bits of it in here and there and, you know, have it done, you know, before the fund drive starts. And, you know, I mean, this could be a very long report or it could be a much shorter report that's just gives an outline. I mean, so.
Sure. So, will somebody propose that amendment, please?
Steve, well, Pride, I'll propose we amend it to the January 30th as a new date, friendly amendment, hopefully.
Any objection to that? Can we get a second on that motion, on that amendment?
Well, I can second it, but we don't need a...
You don't need a second on
we
it?
We don't need a second.
Committee.
Okay. Then does everyone accept January 30th as the deadline for this motion?
Yes. Yeah.
No objections? Then we'd change the date to January 30th.
Okay, so Benito to the sec.
Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that
no?
That?
No objections. Change
okay.
To January 30.
I have a point of information.
Yes. Eric?
Yes. It says here the interim executive director shall be required. I'm just curious by whose authority are they required? Is it by this committee or by whose authority will they be required?
Well, we're sending it to the PNB. The PNB can direct
PP. Okay, very, very good.
Yeah. Okay.
Fine.
Good. That's it. Any other discussion on this?
Yeah, Benito to the stack.
Benito, go ahead.
Okay, so I agree that this report needs to go to the LSPs. That's what I like the most about it. Because I know that my programming committee would love to have this information, and all the other people from PFW on this call right now, I bet you $1,000 would agree with me. And I ain't got no money to lose. So I'm you know, I'm pretty sure that they would all agree that we need this information, and we've been asking successive LSB programming committees have been trying to get this type of information for some time.
That's correct.
And so that's what I like the most about this committee. But I still think that, okay, so it should go to the to the local station boards and to the PMB, which I would interpret as the programming committee. Maybe we need to say that it's in some kind of way. But anyway, my point is that is any kind of structured responses, okay? See, the last paragraph. These reports and any structured responses thereto from local station boards shall be the basis for discussion during a 90. I don't even have any disagreement with that. But I think that still, I would suggest that the wording be amended to say, should be the basis of discussion amongst the PMB programming committee, which shall make a proposal for discussion at a 90-minute period, the wording that Serene has here.
In other words, you're suggesting that it comes back to this committee?
Yes, so that this committee can make a presentation, can develop a recommendation to the present to the PMB, because otherwise, I mean, y'all know what kind of circus the PMB meetings are. And so they circus even when we have the discussion center around a specific motion. So if we already going to end up with a circus, it's going to be even more of a circus if we try to have a discussion without, which is not centered on a specific motion. That's my point.
Okay.
And I think that that's the function of the programming committee in general anyway.
Who did I hear? Did I hear Serene?
Yes.
Yes. Does this work procedurally for you?
I'm sorry.
We can just strike the last paragraph entirely. We'll get the information to the LSBs. People can try to motivate the LSBs to come up with some kind of response. Or people can come back to this committee with a suggestion of a motion. I mean, part of the problem with this is that this is coming in at the end of January when we're going to have a turnover in the PNB.
Right.
The LSBs are going to remain the same. That was done last week or whatever. You know, it's being done this month. So we can expect that the LSB population is not going to change. The people who are getting the report are going to be the people who can then act on the report. The same is not guaranteed for the PNB, where new directors are going to be elected next month and are going to be seated a couple of days, a day or two before these reports are due. So I have no problem pulling that last paragraph out altogether, because we don't, you know, and the new board can decide what it wants to do with it. And this committee, which population will also be subject to change, can decide what it wants to do with the information. But I think it's important to get the information in the hands of the local and national board.
Okay.
So I'm moving to strike the last paragraph.
Well, Benito.
Okay, Benito.
Yeah, Serene, I don't have any problem with the last paragraph. You know, I mean, yeah, the membership of this committee and of the PMB is likely going to change somewhat, but we can still make a proposal or recommendation to the new programming committee and the new PMB. I'm just dealing with an issue of procedure or process that I think that the information from the LSBs and I like the way you put it, you know, should maybe the LSBs can make a proposal to the, you know, PMB Programming Committee. But all I'm saying is that before something goes to the full PMB, that whatever goes to the PMB should be a product of the PMB Programming Committee. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, who's that? I didn't
hear. After anyone else who wishes to speak on it has spoken.
Anyone else care to speak on this? Anyone?
Yeah, it seems it's... I think that maybe it is a good idea to strike the last paragraph. And then, you know, we can kind of decide... I mean, it does have to say, like, where this report goes. I mean, it's fine to send it to the local station boards, but then what happens? That's kind of the question. Seems like, I don't know. You know, because it's not like we're issuing recommendations from it. So,
right.
That's all.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak on this?
Nancy, we could put on the second paragraph, the third line, let's see, the interim director shall be required to direct the manager to provide by January 30th a written station programming report to their LSB and to the PNB Programming Committee and to the PNB. We could put our committee in there somewhere.
Okay, say it again.
We're asking the IED to ask the GM to all the different GMs to provide a programming report to their LSB, to the PMB, and the PMB Programming Committee. Although I'm not sure if PMB includes us. Well, no, I guess if we put PMB Programming Committee, there's no doubt we would get it.
Uh-huh. Anyone else?
And maybe, you know, the purpose is, I'm guessing, is that we're going to get five different flavors, right, of how they do their process. And perhaps after everyone gets to see these five different processes, we can come up with, or the GMs can come up and see something that's better done at a different place or a better idea and improve.
Eric to the stack.
Okay. Eric?
Yeah. Maybe you could address this, Jim. I'm wondering if it might be a factor or is PFW might be a disadvantage that we do not have a permanent GM in place now.
Whoever management is.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Respond to this.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. But that's my feeling. Anyone disagree?
Okay.
I'll throw my two cents in. I don't agree that it should be that we should track it because we should put something in here to make sure it's directed back towards us rather than because we don't want it to end up in any other committee other than this one when it comes back. That's my concern. I don't know if that's anyone else's or not, but I do understand what Serene is saying is that the more directive we put on it, the more confusing it might get. But I don't think that if we keep the final paragraph pretty simple the way it is, and just say that it comes back to. The programming committee, I think that would be okay. I think that would cut down on confusion and direct it back to this committee.
But the last paragraph says a special PNB meeting on programming. That's not the programming. The PNB programming committee. So it's a different body.
Yes. Serene?
Okay.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
The original said these reports and any structured responses thereto from local station boards shall be the basis for discussion during a 90-minute period of a special PNB meeting on programming. Because I do not want us either here or on the PNB to spend time discussing whether or not we're going to actually have a 90-minute as opposed to a 60-minute or a 45-minute. I just want to strike that language. I'm sorry I put it in there to begin with. Can we go with something like this? These reports.
So we just say a special. I hear what you're saying. We do know how those can.
The whole board is so special.
Shall we say just a special meeting?
No, I was going to say these reports and any structured responses thereto from local station boards shall be the basis for discussion on the PNB programming committee. They know that we intend to pick it up and do something with it, and we don't have to have a discussion about whether or not the PNB will ever be allowed to get to this portion of the agenda once it gets on the agenda, or whether the discussion needs to last 90 minutes or something else.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. Serene, can you say that again? I like what you just said.
It says these reports and any structured response thereto from local station boards shall be the basis for discussion on the PNB programming committee.
That's it. You take it out 90 minutes.
I'm taking out a reference to the PNB having a future discussion, and I'm taking out the reference to the length of the discussion.
Exactly. Nancy?
Yes, I'm just are you going to rewrite it, or
I'm going to email the change to you all right
good.
Now.
Good,
okay.
Good.
Can I ask?
Who's that? John, do you want to ask a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, the language to me is slightly confusing. What exactly do you mean by a structured response? Why not just say these reports and any responses
Because LSBs have 24 members, and we do not want 24 sets of comments. We want the board to send whatever passes by majority, and if there's a minority report, then we want a minority report or two minority reports or whatever. But we're not looking for 120 responses.
That's fine. I see. I just didn't know what a structured response was. I didn't know if other people knew either.
So I'm glad you asked the question because I didn't either.
Great question, yeah.
I was guessing.
Yes.
So, this is Nancy. So, what wording these reports and any you want to keep structured? And add structured and past response?
Let's just leave.
I think this structure will be enough.
Okay.
That's my. Serene's going to send another copy right now, so we'll be able to
have it.
To see it.
It's in red.
Oh, if it's left, this is Nancy, I'm sorry. If it's left like this, I can see different people on my board sending in a response.
You mean everyone on the board, or just to?
Not everyone, but several people would send a response. So,
response to the committee, to their committee, or to us?
I'm not sure. I guess maybe to the PNB.
Everyone has a program committee. They should send it to that committee.
But we don't have a program. Well, yeah, we do. But there's no minutes. It's executive session only at KPFT. We don't even know exactly who they are.
But management knows.
Oh, yes.
Management knows, and we know that we're sending it to management. Mm-hmm. So something has to come out of that that committee or that whoever they are to the LSB.
Okay, so this restructure, these reports and structures responses, you're aiming for getting this from the program councils or from the LSBs?
Serene, may I?
Yes.
Okay, so the LSBs, as well as the PND, are going to be getting specific information from their general manager with regard to how programming works. Every LSB, and therefore every LSB member, will be getting this. Therefore, any LSB member can bring a motion to their local board saying, we've read this report, these are our recommendations, whatever the case is, this is what I'd like to present. I'd like the board to have a discussion about this, weigh in on this, so we have something to forward to the programming committee.
Okay. And I don't see us accepting 100 messages from individual members of any board. We can't do it. We can't handle it. So they've got to go through their whatever committee they have, or whatever structure they have at their station first, and then a single report comes to us. Does that make sense?
Not really.
Well, okay. So the information about how the PD believes. Understand. I don't mean to be disrespectful of the management staff. So let me clear that up. How the PD perceives the programming operation, right, is obviously very different from how the people who are supervised by that PD might experience it. The PD says, "This is how I do things," or some of these things we just don't do. They're great ideas, but we just don't do them right now. Whatever the case is, that report goes to the LSB. The LSB, through any member, it doesn't even have to be someone who's on this or the local programming committee, says, we recommend X. We think there should be less Y and more Z, whatever the case is. And the board, the local board, takes that issue up, comes up with a report of some kind, and, you know, I'm not saying 120 words, but, you know, we're not trying to read all night either, comes up with a report that then gets passed on by whoever's on the programming committee, or they could send it directly to the LSB, to the PNB or whatever the case is, and then we take up those discussions.
Right. I'm saying that we don't need to have 120 people from one station sending 120 messages to us. I'm saying it should come from that one organ, that one body. That's all. And I think you're right. I understand what you're saying. But I just wanted to make sure that, because I think Eric objected to that.
It's not so much an objection. My only concern is that if we're talking about the board, the LSB, is that what you meant? It comes from that group or from the programming committee, the local programming committee? I see the way this is going right now. The report is going to be generated based on a majority once the vote is taken. And, you know, that's fine and well. I heard either Serene or Nancy say a minority report could be sent as well. But just to have a majority speaking for everyone, and I can assure you there's not going to be unanimous agreement on who, what, where, when.
Right. That's why I said there may be a minority report, two minority reports, whatever.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I just didn't want it to come down to a majority.
That's not
speaking
how we
forever.
Roll.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah, this is Dave Welsh. I think it's very important that the different points of view, I'd like to second what people are saying, the different points of view as to how the program is going should be represented so that we get a complete idea of what's happening at the station rather than just a partial, which would be reflected in a majority report. So I think what we're trying to do is to dig down and get to the meat and potatoes of what the programming is and could be, and therefore I think having these minority reports is important.
Yeah, this is Steve Pride. Is there any way to specify that we're looking for majority and a minority report? Because on my LSB, I know it's contentious enough That and stuff would be a battle if it's not in the motion.
Who is that?
Steve Pride.
Okay. Yeah, we can certainly, if someone would like to make an amendment to my amendment, insert the words, including minority reports, after structured responses.
So moved.
Okay.
Someone else will have to email that out. I've got the wheel just spinning and spinning the way I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who got that? Anybody get that?
And this is Dave Welsh again. Also, I don't know about the wording of this, but my majority and minority report is one way of putting it. Another way is which is maybe a little bit less tendentious, would be that there are these reports, you know, Report A, which had the majority, and Report B, which had did not have the majority, but so that they're not ranked so much, so that we, you know what I'm saying? In other words, it's not so much a ranking. The majority report, the first minority report, the second minority report, but more a consideration of all the different ideas that these different people have about programming.
Yeah, well said.
Mm-hmm.
There could be several dissenters within the minority.
Well, do you think that would go ahead, Simi.
Yeah, I, you know, having lived as someone who's a, quote, minority, although we're a majority on the planet, we're not a minority, a majority in this country, the term minority report or minority report is not at all pejorative. I don't see the need to change it. I think it's understood. The meaning of it is understood, and we want to use terms that are not confusing for people. I mean, we don't have to wordsmith everything to death. I don't know. Anyway, whatever wording someone wants to insert, I would be fine with
minority report.
Someone has a different phrase that they think is more satisfactory, please suggest specific wording.
Serena, that makes sense. I withdraw my objection to the term.
Okay. So, or a minority report is good enough?
This is Eric. I think there's somewhat of an issue there because it somehow implies you have to fall into one of these two camps.
Well, that's okay. That's what we want.
Not necessarily. You could have including
reports, plural.
Yeah.
So if it's a 24-person board, 13 makes the majority, the other 11 people may not agree on the same thing. Maybe three agree on something,
exactly.
Five agree on something else, and the others don't care to write about it.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't know if I like to refer to them as dissenters, but or so-and-so is in dissent. But as it is, if you're not in the majority, you seem to default into, yeah, I mean, Serene, if we can just somehow, I don't know what it would be, worded so that it reflects, you know, everyone who's not in that majority group.
How about if it reads this way? Would this make sense? These reports and any structured responses or minority reports, period, thereof, or thereto. How'd that work?
Well, kind of sounds like we're back to Plan A. You know what I'm referring to. I mean, within that minority, well, Serene doesn't like that word. There may be several different trains of thought.
I don't have a problem. I'm not the person who didn't like the word.
Oh, Nancy, I can't tell Nancy from Serene. I'm sorry. Within that quote unquote minority, you may not have unanimity in that sector either.
Right, Eric, that's why I'm using including minority reports with an S at
oh,
the
S,
end.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it, I'm sorry.
That's what we said.
Yes, okay, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So,
clarification. So after structured responses, it's comma, including minority, any minority responses, or what did Serena say? Who said something?
All minority reports.
All, A-L-L, all?
No, or.
Or, okay.
O-R.
No.
O-R minority reports. Structured responses are minority reports. With an S on.
Benito to this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would suggest, number one, that we stop trying to wordsmith this to death, as Serene suggested a minute ago. But having said that, I'll contradict myself and suggest that we go ahead that and approve the. I don't know who made it. Somebody originally said, including all, A-L-L, minority reports with the S at the end. And leave it at that.
That's good.
Okay.
That's fine.
Does that work?
For me, it does.
Well, okay, I have a problem with the word all, because...
Okay.
We want to get them, you know, within a reasonable amount of time. And if someone says, oh, I have a report, but I haven't had a chance to finalize it yet, I don't think the whole process should be solved. So I think I sent language that says including minority reports to the role, and I think we should go with that.
That's fine.
I agree with Serene.
That's fine.
Thank you. I think the word all will open up a whole can of another can of worms.
Yeah. On second thought, I think, yeah. I retract that.
Great. Okay. So, Nancy?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was off for a second.
Okay. Nancy, did you get the whole thing?
Yes. After structured responses, add... quote, including minority reports.
Great.
Everyone should have gotten the email. I sent it out like 4 minutes ago.
Let me see. Oh, I see it now. Okay, yeah.
Got it. Very good. Yeah, that works for me. I don't know. How does it work for everyone else? How does it work for everyone else?
I'm fine with Eric. Eric is fine.
Fine. Steve is fine.
Any objections to it?
I have just some comment to make, but no objection.
Okay.
You know, this kind of procedure is going to change all the time. It'd be nice to have this kind of report kind of every once in a while. I don't know when. And also in here, it says about financing, you know, how much the show is getting and how much each manager decides, makes a decision on that. I wish the KPFT LSB could get another report about all the different shows and how much they made, which we used to get. We don't get anymore. Anyway, it's just something different. But, this will change, and it should be on a kind of maybe after it passes a regular basis after we get something together and look at this.
Okay. We get a mini kind of report after the drive from development.
We used to, but we're not getting. I'm not sure why. Better check.
Well, maybe there's something
I'm confused. At KPFK, most of our regular program is off the air during Fun Drive, so I'm not sure how we would gauge how our shows do.
Okay, you actually bring in special programming for the drive?
It's basically selling stuff.
Say it again?
It's basically, they do special programming for almost every show.
Okay. Okay.
It changes, their policy changes with the program, with the GM, which we had three this year, so who knows what will be next year.
Okay, and how does that work for you? I mean, are you thinking...
It's confusing because our last manager put us on without any training. We hadn't done it in a year. So I don't know that we did as well as we could have been if we had been prepared even with a few days' notice more.
Mm-hmm.
But then this fundraiser was like, no, we don't want anyone to be on the air without some sort of plan to say how you can make more than our cancer cure or whatever we're hawking that hour.
Okay. All right. Well, I can see how this kind of report from them can give us a great idea to maybe propose something that can be good for all stations. It might be something standard that may not work, or it may be something that's so great that it can work for everyone. We don't know. But the idea
is... Well, the NESCA be held to it? Because we're about to replace, once again, our general manager. There's a search committee out now that has, like, the final candidates. So would the next guy be held to this, or what? Would he have to do a new report then, or?
Would the next what? I'm sorry.
The next GM.
Would they be held to it?
For instance, our station, the policy changes of East GM, we've had three this year, and the search committee has narrowed down to three, so we'll probably have a different one in a month or two. Will he be held to this policy until he updates it and presents it? His version to the PMB, or is this a new ball game each time?
I think that's down the road, and what we're looking for is looking to see exactly what he's thinking and what he's doing.
This is Serene.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, I advocate for making policies that work regardless of the people who are
exactly.
in position, or the people who are in the majority, or the people who are in the minority, because those are temporary states. Even when they're, quote, permanent hires. So, you know, whatever, the information is supposed to help LSB make sense of what's happening at its station, which is its primary responsibility, and to help the PNB and its through its committees understand what's happening in the network and decide whether, in fact, some things need to be almost strictly uniform or where it makes more sense for there to be an individual flavor, because our stations are different from each other, even if we were carrying much of the same programming. So we don't have to preemptively decide, well, we're going to put X and we're going to put Y, but once the board adopts a policy, the policy applies to the station regardless of who's wearing what title there at the moment.
Okay, that was really my question, so thank you.
Very good. Any other discussion on this?
I don't have a discussion on that. Have we voted on it? Have we, or was there no objection?
I want to lead to, if there's no more discussion, let's firm it up by agreeing to it and voting on it.
Okay, and then I have one thing that is related but not a direct function, not directly related to the motion.
Okay, let's firm this up first and then go to that.
Thanks.
Okay, so... Everyone has the entire motion. If there are no objections, then we'll pass it. If not, if there's an objection, then we'll take a vote. No objections? Then it will pass as it is. Okay?
As it's been amended.
As it's been amended. Okay?
Sounds good.
Good. So, what else is there?
Okay, so there is a motion that we've discussed before that Benito, in fact, raised at the beginning of this meeting. There's a motion on forming program councils across the network that's, I think, 2 years old. And there are a significant number of problems, in my view, with that motion, as it was in the last time I saw a version of it. I don't know which version, because apparently there are a few iterations of it, including some stuff that came through the governance committee discussion, although it was originally a program council motion, a program committee motion, excuse me. So for me, making recommendations about putting things into place comes after you've reviewed data that allows you to understand what is. right? And we've just passed a motion that says we want some information about how things are done now, because everybody's perspective is different. I want to recommend that we actually put that program council motion. I don't know what the process is for this. I'm not a Robert's Rules person, per se, but that we put that motion on hold and that we notify the PNB that we're putting that motion on hold and asking that it not be moved forward with until after we actually have some information, not anecdotes, but actual written reports from the people who are doing the work and written feedback from the people whose responsibility it is to monitor that work.
I like that very much. I think we should structure a motion to send directly to the PNB and make sure it gets on the next agenda quickly before anything else is done with that material.
Give Benito to the stack.
Yes.
Okay. My memory is very fuzzy or vague at this point as to what the programming committee, whatever motion the programming committee passed 2 years or 3 years ago, 2011. Or 2012, whichever one it was. I know absolutely nothing about what the governance committee approved. I don't know anything about what the PNB approved. I don't know if they approved the governance motion or the programming committee motion or some combination of the two or what. So it would seem to me that we need to get that number one. That's our first request. That's why we passed that motion at the last meeting. And so having said that, I don't understand, Serene, so my question is to Serene. I don't understand not having seen any of that yet, I don't know how we can judge whether we need this information that we would hopefully get from these GMs or PDs, actually, from each of the stations in order to craft a proper a program council motion. I mean, I theoretically in my mind, I have to assume that we're going to get information, much more information than we had when we originally crafted that programming committee, PNB programming committee motion back several years ago. I just have to assume that. But I don't know concretely. So, number one, I'd like you to respond to that, and then I have something else I wanted to say, but I think I should hear from you first. Sorry.
Okay, so a couple of things. I'm not sure, as I said, what the actual language is of the motion, but I know that the thrust of it is that these program councils need to be created around the network at each station, that they are considered management committees, that they consist of a certain number of board members, a certain number of members from the public who are not board members, who are to be elected through some process or selected through some process. It's not clear to me right now. It involves a lot of moving pieces, and that's not the issue. The issue is that until we are clear on what the problems are, I don't see how we could say this is the fix for the problems. And before we involve a bunch of people in elections or selections and nominations and applications, let's find out how the process theoretically works. The board is entitled to that information, right? Because I assure you, if you get three board members from any given station in a room and ask them how the program changes get made, you will come out with at least 8 different answers. You gather information before you make a recommendation that changes the way people work. It is also not reasonable to me to create a committee that has the power to override management when management is held accountable for the results of those decisions that they may not even be able to make. So let's get a clean version of the motion. Let's get a clear vision of what is happening, both from the people who are doing the work and from the LSBs that are seeing and listening to the effects. And let's figure out where we need to go. So rushing into what is now a 2-year-old decision, or however long it's been, I don't know, I wasn't on the board, to rush through a process that we don't even know is going to address the problem, does not make sense to me. And it's not a good use of our time. It's not a good use of listener energy. It's certainly not a good use of PNB time. There's already plenty of ways to abuse the PNB.
Can I ask a question about this?
Okay, who's that?
John Riley.
Who's? No, let's not all talk at the same time. Who's
John
talking?
Riley.
John. Okay. John.
Yeah. So I guess my understanding was that there wasn't programming committees working at any station, except for KPFK. Is that true, or am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Oh. So they're working at how many stations?
We have a programming committee at PFW.
No, he didn't say program committee, he said program council.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, as per the resolution. And I thought Serene sent out the resolution, or somebody sent out the resolution that was passed by the PMB, or was that a draft resolution where it gave the composition of the board as one-third, one-third, and one-third from, you know. So that's the specific committee I'm talking about.
The council, program council.
Yeah. So your motion, Serene, is to suspend the implementation of the program council. True or false? I'm not reading it right now. I'm trying to remember.
I want to speak about it.
Anyway, I guess you know, certainly if it's not been implemented, I don't think that there's any reason for it to be implemented at any new stations, you know, and that it would be, as Serene says, sort of a waste. If it's already been implemented, then, you know, doesn't need to be rescinded. I don't know that that's necessarily the case. It could be a trial. but having sort of some kind of studied...
I didn't finish it. I hear
studied
you,
response would, I think, does make sense. And my impression was that there was only one that actually had a program council, and that was KPFK in L.A. That's my...
Did you go legal?